This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, "You shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
A new level of intensity hitting your country, friends. Let me tell you. Keep it going. Boy, maybe we can do this 13 more years and we'll figure this much out. Wow. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Why were you rolling your eyes at me?
Just because.
You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, Stephanie Joy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, again, letting you know the contributors and the columnists that we have on the Sons of Liberty Media, they are not mere talkers. They are not a part of the lack of conservative movement that you see in this country, who continuously talk in circles, the little dog trying to catch its tail, it just never catches it. This is aimed at bringing about resolve, educating the people, and showing you through those that are doing the columnists as they lead the fight in the culture war, how it's done. Emulating leadership, friends, and emulating the Christ in everything that we do. Again, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, follow us on our Twitter account if you're a part of Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're going to dump on you again today. We're going to show you your foundations. We're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes. But before we do, going over to Sons of Liberty Media, folks, the scroll, Islamic attacks street preacher, police site preacher for battery, completely backwards, folks, talking about judgment turned backwards. Will you live and fight to restore the republic? Interestingly enough, I had a conversation with my prophetic buddies today at lunchtime, and he just said there's a whole lot of talk going on. And he goes, people just don't take it the next level. And I said, no, that's what this is all about, is showing people how it's done. And it really what it comes down to is love exemplified, exhibited. And saying that, friends, I gave him the story of a guy that I know, and how he is so willing to die for the kids, and he's willing to die for that, and he's willing to die for this, that, and the other thing. And I said to him, I said, what's sickening about people like that is they're the problems that we have. They're the obstacles for those people like me and you that are trying to get out there and do this stuff because they don't understand. But they would die for their country. See, the fact of the matter is, friends, they wouldn't live for their country. And I'm willing to do both, not because it's the cool thing to say, but it's what I've been doing for 20 years. I guess I haven't just turned around and asked the right people the right questions to see if I was a part of that club. No, I'm sick and tired of the talk, as are most people in this country. They're sick and tired of the lack of leadership. And friends, I want to tell you what, there's none worse than the conservatives of the day. They are the ones barring the way. They have to break out of their box and actually practice what they preach. And it kind of reminds me of the Patriot. You know, it's interesting. A young man breaks into the church and everybody's in church and he's talking about how we need to raise up the militia. Because, again, friends, you are the militia, 1740 to 44 years old. Check out Federal Code. Read the Constitution of the United States. And, by the way, militia works with good government to deal with invasion and the such. But in saying that, this young man walks into the church and says, hey, listen, we need to raise up the militia. Well, the pastor first talks it down, and then other people in the church begin to talk it down. And then one girl stands up and says, wait a second, I've seen you at the table over and over and over again, even talking to her dad. dad saying, I've heard you talk about what needs to be done. And then she said,
yeah, well, you now, when you are needed the most, stop at only words.
Exactly. We don't want to be a part of that club. And then the pastor rightly in this particular situation said, you know, there's a time to stand up and fight off the wolves. America, you are now in that time. Things are beginning to become more intense. I also want to tell you, I have a lot of prophetic friends around me, and folks are having some dreams, friends. And if you know anything about Scripture, we know that the Holy Ghost has not changed. We know that the Lord has not changed. He's still doing things by revealing things to his prophets before they come to pass. And I want to tell you something, friends. We are moving into some serious times. You can feel it in the air. You can feel it on the horizon. And really what it needs, well, we even had a national prophetic voice just recently come out. He came forth on the 19th and said, listen, I just had this dream. It's about as real and vivid as it comes. And he said, we have some serious things coming our way right now. And he began to describe his dream, and it lined up with Scripture from A to Z. Now, I know false prophets, friends, they're always telling you peace, peace, when there is no peace. But the real prophets come about, and they actually tell you things that are to come to pass. And it was actually a prophetic vision, a prophetic dream of what America needs to do so it doesn't come to pass. See how faithful God is in his mercy? But the American people are now in a time where the Lord is saying, now listen, you're going to respond, or else this is what's going to happen. We haven't had dreams like that in this country, friends, that I can recollect in the last 239 years. And a lot of my prophetic friends are having the exact same dreams, very similar. And it's interesting how they line up with Scripture. And again, it shows the faithful hand of God to warn his people before things come to pass. As a matter, in the book, a matter of fact, in the book of Amos, it talks about how the Lord does nothing before until he first reveals it to his prophets, the servants. And that's what's happening, friends. So again, if you also want to stay abreast as to what's going on in this country, again, Sons of Liberty Media is all about that. It's bringing forth that message. And friends, I also told my prophetic friend this morning, I said, I don't like to turn around and smack people in the face and say, I told you so. But friends, things that are taking place in this country, how many times have I told you in the last 2 and 5 and 7 and 10 years that we're now beginning to enter into that zone? Interestingly enough, we had a secular guy, a carnal guy, who would do all of our sound across the nation when we'd do high school assemblies. And he told me about a year ago, he said, Bradley called me up one time, and because he gets a little freaked out about what's going on in the country, and he says, so what do you think what's going on, you know, about what's going on today? And I tell him, well, look at Deuteronomy 28, man. If you want a prophetic know, you want to be in the know, Scripture is right on the mark with judgment, isn't it? And if you go over to Leviticus 26, the same thing. And so I have my carnal friends, actually reading Scripture. And it's interesting that when you go over to Deuteronomy 28, that there's 15 blessings, and there's 15 blessings and 55 curses, yet the American church and its false covering is still trying to stay under the 15 blessings when, in fact, judgment is reigning. But in saying that, he said, Bradley, you know what? What's interesting? He said, over the last 10 years, everything that you've been talking about in public schools is exactly where we're at today. And I said, that's what the Lord does. He's faithful to show us things before they come to pass. And I praise God for the opportunity to be a part of that. And so in saying that, friends, we need to wake up because, again, there is a new level of intensity going on. Case in point, contrasting what I'm talking about with what we're seeing today, we see headlines today. Conservatives are still trying to figure out why the government and the state-run media are not calling this Oklahoma beheading for what it really is, terrorism. Folks, are you going to sit around and wait for corruption to actually tell you the truth? Have the American people become so stupefied that they need someone like the state-run media who lies purposely to define what a terrorist is? Well, folks, we know that this government has labeled you as a terrorist. We need to set that record straight.
Doctors don't lie, guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money, a code buried deep within biblical text, a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, the conservatives of the day are trying, this is headline news across the boards today. They're trying to figure out why the state-run media will not call terrorism for terrorism when it concerns your enemies. Of course not. Friends, I want to tell you this. You need to understand that those that mean, well, let me say it this way. They're not calling it terrorism because they don't want the terrorists to actually be the terrorists, because you got to understand that it was actually the pedophile himself, Henry Kissinger, that said a terrorist is anyone that doesn't agree with the New World Order. Okay, we've talked about that so many times. But you need to understand that those that mean to silence you, if you want to know who means to rule over you, just check across the culture today, namely through this criminal administration, to find out what they don't want you speaking out against, because those are the people that are paying the bills to make sure they're not called out for what they really are. Amber Lyon, she was an award-winning journalist who worked for CNN. She said that she was ordered to report fake stories, forgive me, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, and construct stories in specific manners while working for CNN. CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on the others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. Keep in mind what the New York Times did when they blurted out the truth in their confusion about 9 months ago, when they told you that everything that first is released on the populace in the United States concerning the state-run media is first vetted through the Barack Hussein Obama administration. That is illegal, friends. The last person that we heard do that, take that course, well, there was a couple of them, Mussolini, well, any dictator, really. Joseph Goebbels used to set up Adolf Hitler that way. Any dictator is going to operate in such a fashion. So just for the conservatives that are listening right now, you need to understand the reason they're not calling it terrorism is because they don't want you to believe that the terrorists are really the terrorists. Because if they do, then you're going to find out who's responsible for it. And those who that are responsible for it are the ones that actually paying the state-run media to shut their mouths. Friends, terrorism is used as a political battering ram in so many different fronts. It works for government. So who's thereby responsible for the supposed terroristic acts that are taking place across the world? Well, who's it working for? The UN. Isn't it interesting? You just can't catch these guys. Man, we don't know where they're at. Watched the documentary a couple weeks ago called The Hornet's Nest. Man, all of our Marines were getting shot off or blown up by IEDs. And it's interesting that the enemy knew that our Marines were where they were every step of the way. And then we had our Marines falling left and right, and they just couldn't find the terrorists, friends. Ask any of these in our military that are ambushed by these supposed terrorists, and they'll tell you it's like they knew everything that we were doing every step of the way. Well, they do. Even go back to the lone survivor. How did that work out, friends? That was compromised reconnaissance from A to Z. My goodness, America. Well, the conservatives are still trying to figure out why the state-run media is not calling the Oklahoma beheading terrorism. And then you go over to the guy's website, and he has nothing but jihad on his website. Even pictures of beheadings, friends. Trying to convert others into the Muslim faith. Well, you need to keep in mind their whole objective is to destroy America and Israel. And P.S., that's what was found on his website. You're waiting for the state-run media to tell you what a terrorist is? You're waiting for the state-run media to tell you who your enemy is? Do you not understand the things of the spirit and the things of the flesh? Do you not understand the things of Isaac and the things of Ishmael? My goodness, friends. And I want to tell you something, too. Just keep in mind, those that mean to silence you means that they mean to control you. And if you want to know the topics that they don't want you talking about, rest assured that is the face of those that are actually paying the state-run media to attack you. There's nothing new under the sun. I wish I could have the ear of America for 1 hour. 1 hour. Even, folks, because if you can understand what I'm going to tell you next, you have your enemy pegged. First of all, I know, scripturally, your sin is before a just and a holy God. Number one. Okay? That's why this is happening today. Because we see in the book of Leviticus 26 that God said, I will appoint terror over you. I will appoint those that hate you to rule over you. Why? Because you refuse to listen to his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes. It's really that simple. It really is. But to understand your enemy in the natural, you need to understand these people are the ones perpetuating the crimes as they are calling you the criminal when in fact they are the ones that are committing the crimes. They love to smack your face and pull your hair, and that's all this administration has been doing since day one, has been attacking everybody and anybody that opposes his dangerous ideologies. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. This individual, this administration, has been busted time and time again with the smoking gun in hand. In hand. And yet the American people are still standing back, waiting for someone else to do the job. Well, I want to tell you something, friends. Things are about to get hot. There's a new level of intensity going on. There's a new language going on with the people, friends. And it's not good. And I also want you to understand this, that this administration, again, friends, is attempting at every turn not only to turn other countries against you, friends, but also to create domestic insurrection. You better understand that's exactly what he's doing. And you can go ahead and ignore what's going on for only so long, because sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with the consequence. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You can either do it the right way and meet God on His terms. And I'm not talking about out of works. I'm talking about because it's in your heart. And you're being drawn to the things of God. Or you can go ahead and ignore Him, and you can see how serious His judgments become to a people that ignore and depart from a living God. Because I want to tell you this, friends. You go into the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and you can see scriptures on wall and walls across that building, that museum, and they will tell you what took place. They have Deuteronomy, judgment scriptures up on the wall. This is why this happened. We're not in a time, friends, to even need a guy like me to get in your face and say, hey, wake up. No. We're way beyond that. You don't have a choice anymore. You don't have a choice. And I also want to add, this comes to me right now, and I want to just share it with you. The communists are attempting to create domestic insurrection through this criminal administration. And keep in mind again, friends, this administration, his allies, are America's enemies. Don't forget that. But when these things begin to roll out or transpire, which they are, slowly but surely, Don't pay so much attention as to what's going on in the country. Pay attention as to what's going on outside the country, because this is planned from A to Z. But it doesn't have to happen that way. It doesn't have to happen that way. It's either our greatest time to prove our God, or it's our greatest time to be, well, leave a legacy where we're going to be cursed by our posterity.
Yeah. And I want to add to that, too, when you're talking about why conservatives are trying to figure out why they're not calling it, you know, the administration, this beheading that took place in Oklahoma for what it is, basically, you know, a terrorist attack. You know, and even if the administration did say, hey, this is a terrorist attack, it doesn't matter what you call it. What matters is what are you doing about it? You'd be spending more time better by looking at the administration and dealing with the administration that's not doing their job and that's doing what it's doing criminally.
He's doing his job.
He's doing what he wants to do for his job. But what I'm saying is, rather than quibble about what we call it, whether we call it workplace violence or a terrorist attack, why don't we deal with the administration who's allowing these things to take place? Rather than quibble about the title of it, let's do something and deal with the criminals that are allowing this stuff to take place.
Well, here, this is what I would basically lay to the candor of the people that are listening right now. Can you imagine this? If you woke up in the morning and on the front page of the paper, you see an Obama administration impeached and indicted. Oh, that would just be fantabulous. Well, folks, it can happen. It really can happen. But you have an administration that is kicking against the goats, and they are laughing at you every step of the way. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, Are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Okay. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I just want to give it to you as it comes. And by the way, a lot of times people will say, well, where are you getting that information from? Isn't it interesting? I think we were talking about this about 3 to 6 months ago, where I was talking about you got some things coming down the line here, friends. We're beginning to tap into a new realm, and all of a sudden we have all my little prophetic, with all due respect, all my prophetic friends around me having dreams now. And again, here we are. We're just ahead of the game, doing the best that we can, you know, do, and stay in tune. Because, friends, people need to understand the only ones dealing with corruption in the church and in the government in this country today are the God-fearing. You need to understand that. As a matter of fact, if you read the book of the Geneva Bible, it has notes on the side of the pages as to how the patriarchs and the forefathers in the church dealt with corruption in the church and in government. That's why the Geneva Bible is not too popular amongst those that are in the professed church, because it exposes them for what they leave undone or for what they themselves are doing. I want to say this before we get over to this topic here. The things that you have coming up down the line, and I said this to you about 3 months ago, they mean to get you to surrender or forfeit your rights through the use of fear. And you need to understand, nobody's throwing more fear on you and oppression and hopelessness than the state-run media is. But as I said before, just mark my words, go ahead and write it down right now. It's going to backfire. It's going to backfire. America, you're beginning to go through the initial stages right now into what the American people, for the most part, have left off. We're now going to deal with it, and if God's not going to be glorified by you living for Him, He's going to be glorified in judgment. As a matter of fact, you can say, well, that's not my God. What Bible are you reading? It's like this. Either you're going to live for the blood that was shed for you through your for your redemption through Christ, or aren't you going to be judged by it? Look to Scripture, friends. It's all there. And again, I want you to know I'm not giving you my opinion. Let's shift gears really quick. Obama and administration impeached and indicted for their crimes against we the people. It's all in the Constitution when you get some time to read it. Well, friends, it can be a reality. The Obama administration found criminal and corrupt. Impeachment will take place this week, and the administrative officials who have continuously broken the laws of our enumerated laws concerning the Constitution and Republic in which we have will be tried, convicted, and brought to justice. Oh, Bradley, that's just so far out there. No, it's not. Go back in history. Machiavelli is destroyed for the lack of what we're talking about right now. But what happens when the people rise up and actually bring forth the law and execute the law unto judgment to establish righteousness? No longer are they going to be laughing. Now they're going to have the fear of God in them, are they not? And so will everyone that represents we the people. Would you not be shocked? Because I know I would, but why is that? Because American citizens have fallen so far from our Constitution and what our forefathers believed, fought, and bled for, that we think justice, a simple thing just as such as justice, where you let the punishment fit the crime, is impossible. Steph, do you want to kind of give your story on William Wallace?
Yeah, basically, so if you look at a guy like William Wallace, most of you probably know him as Braveheart. He was a true story of a true man. And what he did was he was sick and tired of the oppression of the King of England, the tyrannical King of England. And he was tired of the fact that they would go through and they would pillage their villages, they would rape their women, murder, all these different things. The English wouldn't let them have weapons, so they trained with stones. But when you're looking at a guy like William Wallace, he had enough. He said, no. And so what he did was he said, I'm going to fight against this tyrannical king. And he did it on his own. And he had, firstly, the commoners follow him.
Yep.
And as more people...
So did David.
Right, just the common people.
Those that were abused by Saul's government, those are the ones that followed David.
Right, just so he had the commoners that came and followed him. And then there, of course, were the nobles, quote unquote, of Scotland.
Yes.
And they didn't want to quite take a stand. And they were going back and forth because, you know, of course, they had titles and lands,
sure,
and things that they could lose.
Yeah, they were greater than the common man that would bleed on the battlefield.
That's right.
Right.
So they could lose their positions, and they wanted to hold on to their positions, so they wouldn't really join with William. But William said, we're going to fight this king, and we're going to win. And they would laugh at him, and they'd say, that's impossible. And he'd say, why? Why is that impossible? Because they already had defeated them before. But the sad part about
Falkirk.
It is, yeah, Falkirk. So when they were going forward, they were defeating the English armies, and things were rolling forward. And in one of the particular battles, the nobles who were supposed to join in with William Wallace actually betrayed him. And so they lost that battle, but they went on to win their freedom. Now, they did not win their freedom because they stood back. They were so sick and tired of the oppression that they lived under, and they knew that their freedom was not a gift granted to them by some, you know, tyrannical king.
Well, just think about this, too. Let me interject this. Just think about it. He even had something called prima nocta.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the law of the first night.
Right.
And that would be where the king granted to those that served the king to go ahead and go to bed and have intercourse with one subject's wife that was under the first night.
Yeah, basically on the first night of their union.
Yes.
So they would just get married, and then the king would say, okay, listen, the people who rule with me, as you mentioned, my subjects, they can have the prima nocta where they come in and they take your wife literally from you on your wedding day.
Yep.
And they have
violate
her on the first night of her union. Now, I just have to say this. For those of you that always say, well, we have to submit to government and we have to obey the
corrupt
laws of the land, corrupt government.
Yep.
Listen, there is no person in their right mind that would obey a decree such as that. Now, even though it came from the government, yes, because when a governmental law is outside of the bounds of God's law, it is better to obey God than it is to obey man.
Well, just keep in mind what's happening in North Carolina. This came from Moltov Mitchell, a friend, columnist on WND. He had said to me that they're actually trying to bring forth sexual education to preschoolers concerning transvestites, homosexuals, how to use sex toys. That is the face of those that mean to rule over you, friend. friends. And keep in mind, going back to this tyrant king that William Wallace dealt with, keep in mind that he actually, that king, said there was too many Scots in Scotland. He said, if we can't get them out, let's breed them out.
That's right. That's right. And now, and the Scottish people, they knew, and especially William Wallace, that freedom was not a thing to be stripped away from the common people because a tyrant rose high above them with a vast army. You know, they knew that freedom was God ordained and it was Christ bought. And so what happened was, is ultimately he led these people and they won their freedom. Now, it was at a high cost. The high cost was the life of William Wallace. But we need to understand that he was so determined to go out and do what no other man was willing to do. The common people were kind of like sheep, and they needed a shepherd, and they needed a leader, in the same way that we need leaders today. So when you look at the commoners, they fought with William Wallace against all odds. The English army was, you know, outnumbered them, outmatched them in every way, had better weapons. There was, you know...
But wait a second. That's the same old story.
Of course.
For every victory that God gives to his people.
And why did they Amen. Win? Ultimately, you know why they won? The reason why they won is because they wanted it more.
That's right.
They were willing to die for their freedoms, and they were willing to live for their freedoms, as seen by William Wallace's life.
But wait a second. We need to go back to the Father, which is in heaven. They believed the God in the only God that could actually give it.
Of course.
That's where their faith was. Their faith wasn't just on... In mind you, friends, if you will, that William Wallace, when he was... they beheaded him. Keep in mind, he had a book of Psalms right next to him.
Yep.
So he was a Christian man. So I'm sure at length that he was actually saying, this is the conqueror's battle. This is the... and it doesn't take a genius to figure out what's right and what's wrong,
right.
What's God's cause and what's man's cause. In this particular case, it was a bunch of common people that said enough is enough. And if you remember right, William Wallace is the man that said, what will you do without freedom, America? You don't know, because you've been born and raised in freedom. Okay, now for those that are saying, oh yeah, you know, we're still enslaved, whoa, wait a second, slow down, slow your roll, dog. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. If there's something wrong, then right it. And if you don't write it, it's because you don't love your freedom enough, because you don't know what freedom costs. And that's the difference between a man that has the testimonies of Jesus Christ and those that sit back and judge the man that has the testimony of Jesus Christ. You lack experience and you lack thought.
Yep, exactly. And when you go back and look at that, you look at the, how could that be possible? If you look at going from our revolution to, you know, William Wallace, all these examples in history, most of them are the underdogs. Yeah, the underdogs, right.
Yeah.
They're the underdogs. They're the ones that, you know, it just seems impossible. But this is the difference between the men of old and the men of today. It's your mentality. It's your mindset. You're either going to go in there and say, no, we will win the day, or you're going to take on the mindset and say, well, there's too many. What can we do? We're only a few. Thank God our founding fathers didn't say, well, look at King George and look at his armies and we can't do anything. And look, we've been defeated all these times. We should just stop and just forget.
Well, the greater the odds, the greater the victory.
That's right. You know, it was Hudson Taylor, I believe, who said first it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. We can either look at all this going on in our world today and say, oh,
that's a reality.
Nothing we can do.
That is a reality of a man that proved his God.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, I was just having lunch with a prophet friend of mine today, and I said to him, I said, this is the greatest opportunity that we have right now. It's fearful times. I totally understand that. Bradley, you're not being realistic. I'm totally being realistic, because the things of the spirit are even more tangible at times than the things in the natural. Whatever happens in the natural is only the offspring of the spiritual. Okay? We can do this, friends. And that is in my heart. And I, call me a fool for Christ, hey, that's me. Got the hat, got the t-shirt, got the heart. I believe that when Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father, I believe what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I believe. As a matter of fact, there are many in past days, the patriarchs, the apostles, the prophets, the disciples that prove their God. And we talk about what they did and what God did through them in their union with Christ. You know what? It gets to the point, friends, where enough is enough of talking about the men of old, but we are to follow those that have gone before us in the faith, right? Praise God. That cloud of witness Amen. But that cloud of witnesses looking down saying, will you prove Christ?
That's right.
Will you prove who he is? Because what he did for us, he'll do for you, and greater will he do for you, because he goes to the Father on your behalf. To those that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord says, friends, because now is our time to prove our God. And you know what? I'm just foolish enough to believe it. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they would be saying.
Amen.
Bring it down, Brother Dean. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Sons of Liberty. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and FreedomOutpost.com. I've been following the Sons of Liberty's ministry for a few years now, and I've gotten to know Bradley Dean on a more personal level since writing about his battles for the youth of America inside the government indoctrination centers we call public schools. He's the real deal. He loves God, and he genuinely loves people. And the message is always one that calls people to remembrance, a remembrance of the price paid for their freedoms by our veterans in the natural realm and the Lord Jesus Christ in the spiritual. As a result of the message, Bradley calls upon people to turn from sin and do what is good and holy before God, obeying his law. I encourage you to support the Sons of Liberty, knowing that the heart of the ministry is to love people enough to tell them the truth and call them back to the old paths, walking in the fear of the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's MoneyCode, the number 23.com. At MoneyCode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit MoneyCode23.com for free today. That's MoneyCode23.com.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Well, some might say America needs leaders. Well, what about you? America needs honest men and women in government. Well, what about you? America needs godly men and women to speak from the pulpits and the churches to proclaim God's law and true love and demonstration once again. Well, what about you? Folks, if you're waiting for someone else to do the job that you're called to do, it's never going to happen. Learn that one real quick. Those old folks that say that, they're right. I just praise God I didn't have to become old before I learned the lesson. Most of the time, if you want to get something done, you're going to have to play the man or woman and get the job done yourself. The Lord will provide the people when you obey the call. He's just looking for a Joshua and a Caleb who will believe the good report and take the land that the Lord already promised to give them. Read Numbers 14 through 24. Actually, chapter 14, scripture 24. 24 scripture. Did you like that? Or Numbers 32, 11 through 12. The Lord is looking for an Esther willing to go before the king at the risk of her own life to save her people. The Lord is looking for Daniel and the Daniels who are unwilling to bend and bow to the decree of the king, the corrupt king, and was faithful to pray to his God and his God alone. The Lord is looking for a Moses who went directly to the face of Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go." That man of God, the meekest man born of the Spirit is really what it comes down to. He wasn't asking Pharaoh for permission to obey God. Now, was he? Maybe you just happen to be the one the Lord is looking for, but you must respond to the good news. Are you a man or a woman who is deliberately diverted from the call of God in your life? Oh, no, tons of them. And I know I'm speaking to you and to some of you who are running, but remember, friends, you can run, but you cannot hide. Justice doesn't need to be something we only dream about that in reality will never happen. Justice brought forth to establish righteousness, Isaiah 59, can be the reality that we leave to our children so their reality will be as it should. And as it should be. Read the preamble to the Constitution of the United States of America, friends. Again, always going back to our foundations. And what does it say? It says, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessing of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, our children, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America." Hey, folks, just remember, going back to Joshua and Caleb, remember that when they went out and they believed the report of the Lord, they came back to the masses of the people, and the people wanted to stone them. And you can see that Joshua and Caleb were of a different spirit. And the Lord said to them too, "I will give you everything that your foot treads upon," to both of them. He established them because they believed God. Even when everybody else didn't, they did. And what is the history of a Joshua? The Savior? The Christ through Joshua? The captain of the host? Well, we're still talking about what was done, right? But are we talking about what he is doing? So in our pledge, we state, "With liberty and justice for all," Pledge of Allegiance. It doesn't say justice for all unless you are the President of the United States or Attorney General. In that case, it would be injustice. Because, friends, what it comes down to is I believe the word justice applies to all and means all. So will you answer the call? Will you be the next William Wallace? Will you be the next Daniel? Will you be the next Esther? Or will it be too late because you capitulated with an enemy who is out to destroy you? And remember, friends, always remember this. They use Saul Alinsky's tactics. They want you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. I know we have real enemies both without and within, friends. There's no question about it. I get that. But I trust God more. So the Obama administration impeached and indicted, it can be a reality, friends, but that's up to you.
Yeah, it's such a great point, too, because people always talk about, oh, we need more Daniels, we need people like Esther, we need another Martin Luther, we need another Martin Luther King Jr., and people say, oh, we need all these types of people. But when it comes to them actually, you know, people that sit there and they complain about the problem, okay? Some of you, I'm speaking directly to you. You're at work, you're always talking to your buddy about all the problems, okay? You turn on the TV, you watch the news, you complain about all the senators, and about all the, you know, the representatives and so on and so forth. And then you say, oh, man, our mayor of our city is corrupt, and I just can't believe that he's corrupt.
Yeah. So, listen, as if that should hold you back, that should actually compel you to do something about it.
If you're the guy or you're the girl that's sitting there complaining to your friends on Facebook, you're part of a tea party, you say, oh, this is corrupt, that's corrupt, why don't you go beyond complaint? And why don't you, hey, maybe you should run for mayor if your mayor's corrupt.
Amen.
Hey, maybe you should run for Congress if your congressman or congresswoman is corrupt.
Amen.
Hey, maybe you should go and say, listen, my pastor isn't preaching the truth. Maybe you should confront your pastor.
Hey, bring it down.
Maybe you should start your own home church and bring forth the truth.
Wow.
I'm sick and tired of people who sit there and they complain about everything under the sun, but they don't do anything about it.
You go, girl.
I mean, you're talking about, our founding fathers were so brave. Well, hello. Well, what kind of posterity are you to the founding forefathers? Are you the kind that capitulates? Are you the kind that drops the ball?
Amen.
Or are you the kind that says, listen, no. Just like Moses, he didn't go, like, sneak around the corner to Pharaoh and post something on his Facebook or write a really harsh article.
Right to to his face.
Right, right.
Bring
he
it down,
confronted him and
Dean.
Said, let my people go. The God of Israel said, let my people
go.
He went to his face and he didn't capitulate with him.
You go, Sister Dean.
We've got too many cowards out there that really need to step up and quit complaining about what you tolerate. Listen, you read the Bible. It's time for you to be that Daniel. It's time for you to be that John the Baptist. You to be that Elijah. Because God hasn't changed. His people have changed.
Right. You ask somebody that's 70 or 80 years old, you ask them the top three answers. I'll give you the first one. You know what the top answer to the question that I'm about to ask you is this. Okay, what is it that you regret the most? You know what the number one answer is?
Hmm.
I didn't take more chances.
Right. And you're not going to get like a second life to take more chances. And you know, and going back to William Wallace in Braveheart, he said, every man, basically, you know, every man dies, he said, but not every man really lives. What counts is not the length of your days. What counts is what did you do with the length of days given you? If you live your life as if every day could be the last, then you're going to live your life in accordance with God's word, how it should be done to the fullest, redeeming the time, making sure you're taking care of business, not being idle, pressing forward. If you live your life that way every day, you're not going to have regrets at the end of your life and say, well, I wish I woulda, I wish I shoulda, I should have done this and I should have done that.
Should have in one hand and manure in the other one, which one weighs more?
That's right. You know, and so it's time to quit complaining about what you tolerate. Like Bradley said, we're coming into times now where, listen, you're going to be forced to go beyond your little complaints, and it doesn't need to get that far if you rise up and take care of the problem as it is. But it's not enough just to go to a meeting once a night at a tea party or to do this, that, or the other. What's enough is to seriously have people rise up continuously. Not, you know,
eternal vigilance.
Yeah, now we get, you know, tea parties. We get some tea party members voted into Congress, you know, in 2010, and then we stop. No. We've got to keep that pressure on and know that, listen, we're going to hold your feet to the fire every day, every minute, every second. You divert from the Constitution, you're hearing from us, and then if you continue on, we're removing you or impeaching you. So it's wow. So much to be said there, but I want to say, for those of you that are listening,
do you feel better now?
I do feel a little better.
Okay, I am too.
So for those of you that say, listen, I appreciate what you guys are doing. Sincerely, I listen to the Sons of Liberty, and it's like I'm going to church.
Fan in the flame.
Yeah, seriously, and you're getting inspired, but you're also getting equipped to act and go out and do something about the problems. I want to say this real quick, because I got this great quote from Thomas Jefferson.
By the way, if anybody ever disputes us, namely your pastors or your preacher, whatever the case might be, please have them call in. We would love
1-866-233-0747.
Love to have them on the radio program.
We're here every day, 2 to 3 Central Standard Time.
Because we want them to show us how it works, because what they've left us, friends, just doesn't work.
That's right. Thomas Jefferson said, do you want to know who you are? Don't ask. Act. Actions will delineate and define you. So we're trying to turn talk radio into do radio. And for those
we're
that
not
say,
trying, we're doing it.
We are doing
been
it.
Been doing
true.
It for a long time.
We're turning talk radio. That's a better way to phrase it.
We need
it.
To get these words right.
That's right. And for those of you that say, listen, I want to join together with you, and I want to join this. I want to become a son or daughter of liberty and really do something about the problems.
I want one.
One way you can do it is go online, make a secure donation, sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a donate button. You can click on that in the stars and stripes. Or you can scroll down a little bit and says, become or son or daughter of liberty. And when you do that, you support consistently every month what you can. You get a beautiful certificate, all sorts of fun little things. But the most important thing, as I always say, is that you can feel good about where you're putting forth your hard-earned money. I want to make sure that when we give, we're putting forth our money where it's doing the most good, where it's doing the most damage to the kingdom of darkness, and doing the most good for God's Amen. Glory. So if you feel the same way and you're saying, finally, whew, this is refreshing, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. And don't forget about sonsoflibertymedia.com too as well.
They're
the
linked.
Response is, oh yeah, they're linked, so you're going to see both of them. But the response is overwhelming. If you're sick and tired of all the lies you're getting, turn off the TV. Go ahead, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's going to be awesome. Speaking of that.
Didn't have the TV on anyway.
That's exactly right. Speaking of that, it was Thomas Jefferson who said, the man who reads nothing at all is better educated than the man who reads nothing but newspapers.
That's, well,
so, hello. You know, going, Mark Twain said something similar too as well. But all these kind of good gold nuggets in a nutshell is we have a job to do. We're doing it. Will you join us? We can do this thing together.
You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. We love you by what we do, friends. Amen. That's how it should be. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, which is the whole of the law. Talk to you in 23.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.